I'm trying to decide whether to read this long quote from Karl Popper, and it's so dense. Okay, I'm going to start. Karl Popper. I now proceed to a very brief sketch of a rather strange story. The story of the rise of German nationalism. Nationalism appeals to our tribal instincts, to passion and to prejudice, and to our nostalgic desire to be relieved from the strain of individual responsibility, which it attempts to replace by a collective or group responsibility. And I have to interject here, because I don't altogether agree with that, but I don't altogether disagree either. As with most analysts based in, trained by class, what most people call the West, trained in a class-based set of assumptions, civilization, the assumption of that, what Terence Hopkins might call the division of labor, the possibility that Kropotkin saw, because he knew earth-based people and understood our reverence for the earth. The possibility that Kropotkin saw of individuality thriving in the security of the tribe eluded him. That my power that is eluded Karl Popper. That my power does not only not negate your power, but grows stronger in it. The more I give to thee, the more I have. We all want to be big, and we latch onto state sovereignty as a means to be big. But states have been roped into the world economy, tied into that web of obligation. So the overall global structure that Terry describes cannot survive the expansion of our individualities beyond it. We want to be big, to encompass in ourselves more and more of the infinite. This is what unifies all the different religions. We are trying to encompass the infinite. While the structures we're trying to adapt for our use were designed to subject us to the world market, i.e., to power. But Popper accurately described what he saw, which was a class-based reality. But as Emily Dickinson told us, this world is not conclusion. A species stands beyond, invisible as music, but positive as sound. This world is not conclusion. A reality called generalized human freedom, called we all deserve to own our own selves, stands beyond and our wholeness. And we're looking at it, towards it, in our mind's eye, in our heart, when we don't even know we are. That's the world we want. And we have to start talking about it. Till next week, peace.